Get ready to start your engines, everybody. Welcome back to Danville. It is Super Speedway night here at the ballpark. We are ready to go here in Danville. Your bots are on the field. And we had a cool little ceremony beforehand. There is a 4-H baseball camp here at the ballpark, and they had a Field of Dreams session where they got to run out with the team. That was pretty cool to see all the little guys in their uniforms along with your bots on the field. That was pretty cool to watch. Starter on the mound for your bots this evening will be Angelo Alievi. He's 0-2 on the year with a 7.07 ERA, 5'11 lefty, trying to collect his first win at home, his first win on the season. He attends Bryant and Stratton College. And the first batter that he will face will be Lucas Buckner, who led off the second game last night and came in as a designated hitter, a pinch hitter, in the first game. Alievi ready with the first pitch. Will be left on left to begin the game, and here we go. Pitch is underway, and it's in there for a called strike one. Goldberg in at third in case the bunt are to happen. Next pitch, just upstairs for ball one. Your defensive alignment for the bots tonight in left field, Garrett Scholl, center fielder Bennett, and right field, Khalil Pratt. Double play combination, Pangborn and Altamura, as that pitch is in there for a called strike two. Corners, Goldberg and Chandler, and then Antonio Cordero will be doing the catching behind the plate. One, two, the count on the leadoff man. So far, just change-ups. Here's pitch four, and that curve is in there for a called strike three. Alievi gets his man, first strikeout of the evening, and that is out number one. That will bring up JT Taylor. He's manning shortstop tonight for the second night in a row. Alievi ready. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be roped out towards left field. Scholl going back. He has time, and he will make the catch. One pitch, one out. And that is out number two. Next batter will be Braden Ricketts, serving as a designated hitter for the third game in a row. Left on left again. Here's the first pitch. Now will be inside for ball one. Alievi looks in, nods towards Cordero at the plate. Now will bring it home. And that one will be in there for a called strike one. Bots are managed by Mickey Tettleton, second year at the helm for the former Major League All-Star. Here comes the 1-1, and that curve will be in there for a called strike two. Ricketts batting 350 on the year, 1.010 has his OPS, highest of anybody in the lineup tonight. Next pitch will be roped out towards first, and it'll get under the glove of Chandler for a base hit. Ricketts on first. He's got the first hit of the ball game, and he's on with a two-out single. Now I'll bring up the cleanup man, Carter Kelly. He manned third base also last night, then manned shortstop in game one of the doubleheader. First pitch to him is hit out towards center field. Bennett going back, and he will make the catch in stride for the final out of the inning. So the Pulaski gets the first hit, but that's all in their top half of the first. We head to the bottom half of the first in just a moment. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Your Otterbots send up Mason Pangborn to lead things off in this Friday night contest. He manned shortstop also last night in the game two of the doubleheader. In the first game, he sat on the bench until coming in as a pinch runner for Antonio Cordero, who was later in the lineup. Here's the first pitch to Pangborn, and it's outside for ball one. Starter on the mound for Pulaski is Zach Kwasny. He is 1-0 on the year, 4.23 ERA, the 6'5 righty out of Ball State. Here comes the 1-0 count. That one will be in there to even the count 1-1. Defensive alignment for Pulaski tonight, Williams, Drexler, and Wisdom left to right in the outfield. Taylor and Buckner in the double play combination. Kelly and Self on the corners and Corner behind the plate. Next pitch to Pangborn is upstairs for ball two. Pangborn batting 132 on the year. Last night, worked a walk and had two flyouts. And he hits this pitch out towards first base. It'll roll foul as it bounces over first base. He'll get another whack at it as the count goes even 2-2. So far, just four four-seam fastballs from Kwasny. Kwasny, the right-hander, and Pangborn, the lefty, the right-on-left to begin this contest. Pulaski got the lone hit in the first inning. It was a single on four pitches by Braid and Ricketts, but didn't end up being accounted for anything as two of the three outs in the first were on one pitch. Here comes the 2-2, and that'll be hit on the ground towards second, picked up by Buckner, bobbled for a moment, then he throws it on to first as he regains control and collects the first out of the inning. Sorry about that. Catching breath a little bit. It's getting very hot here in Danville. Today's one of the hotter days. Went up to 95 degrees, and with the humidity, it's a little hotter. Zach Altamura up next. First pitch to him. Upstairs for ball one. He's manning second base for the third night in a row. He was the leadoff man in game one, then moved down to the two hole where he is today. Here comes the 1-0, and this one will be hit out towards center field. Drexler moves to his right, and he will make the catch for the second out of the inning. Now bring up Elgin Bennett. He played in the second game. He sat game one of the doubleheader. He played center field in the second game, worked a walk, struck out once, and grounded out his three at-bats. Here comes the first pitch, and he will see it inside for ball one. River Turtles are at 21-19 on the year, and they overtook second place from Bluefield, who dropped to Kingsport last night. By the way, Kingsport also solidified a playoff spot. And they're the only team to do so as Bennett will whack this in the right field line. That was a roll all the way to the wall for a base hit. He races around first and will stop at second with a two-out double. Elgin Bennett roping that clean within the line at first. And now he will be on second for Bruce Weish. Weish serving as the designated hitter tonight after serving as the left fielder in both games yesterday. In game one, he went 2-for-3 with two singles and a walk. And in game two, he was held hitless, ground into a double play, was hit by a pitch, and also got a walk. And that first pitch to him is outside for ball one. Kwasny with a look in, about to throw pitch 11 of his night. Pitch clock at 5, here it is, and that one will be in there for a called strike one. Right on right, as Weish is in the count 1-1. Here comes the pitch. That will be outside to make it a 2-1 count. That Bennett, or that double by Bennett, was his fifth on the season. And he's the first runner in scoring position in this ball game. The 2-1, that'll be in there for a called strike two. Two sliders and two four-seam fastballs so far in this at-bat. Here's pitch five, and that'll be foul tipped out of the mitt of corner. So Weish will have another go. Two and two the count with two down in this first inning for the Bots. After a nod toward the plate, here comes the pitch, and that'll be roped out to left field, pushes Williams back, and he'll get over his head. Here comes Bennett, roping around third. He will score as Weish will head into second. Back-to-back doubles for the Bots, and they get on the board first. It is 1-0. Now bring up Garrett Scholl. Scholl has been the right fielder in most contests, but he moves over to left field today. Weish off second. That was also his fifth double of the summer. First pitch to White, or to Scholl rather, is popped in the air, left side of the infield. Kelly ranging over, and it will drop in front of the River Turtles dugout. And it'll be an 0-1 count. It is Super Speedway night at the ballpark, and I overheard there is a pace car from the Martinsville Speedway. Actually, now we are having a message or having a visit from manager Bill Kenberg to home plate umpire Markel Hastings. And now there will be a crew chief review or an umpire visit between the two umpires, Markel Hastings and Brandon Wells. They might be debating that foul ball. It looked like it landed close to the entrance to the dugout, but then Kelly just kind of pulled back like it was out of play, but then it landed right in front of him. So I'm not really sure what he was arguing there. Regardless, it is an 0-1 count on Scholl after that brief break. Here comes pitch two of the at-bat, and that'll be swung on and missed for strike two. I still think it's funny you got somebody from Little North Carolina A&T. Weish takes his lead off second as the fielder Taylor holds him there. Wozni comes ready, delivers the 0-2, and that'll be fouled away, and Scholl will have another whack at it. ...1-0 your Bots lead after back-to-back doubles by Elgin Bennett and Bruce Weish. Scholl down to the count, 0-2. Pitch clock at 5. Here's the pitch. That'll be low for ball one. Weish takes his lead again. This time, Taylor is a little more off the bag at short. Here comes the 1-2, and that'll be a swing and a miss. Scholl goes down swinging, but the Bots get on the board first. They lead 1-0. As Bruce Weish collects the RBI. You're listening to the Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Second inning coming up. second inning coming up for your Botts and the Pulaski River Turtles. The Botts collected a 1-0 lead. Sorry, I got distracted there for a second. I'm currently keeping track of the Baltimore Orioles game, and good old Jordan Westberg just hit a homer out to left field, so that's pretty cool. All right, anyway, back to this game. I apologize. Angelo Alivi threw 10 pitches, 8 strikes, and the batter, Ty Wisdom, will hit the first pitch out to Zach Altamura, and he will record the out by tossing it over to first. One pitch, one out for the third time in this game. Next batter up will be Mason Self. He's playing first base tonight. He played first base in the first game of the doubleheader, then sat the second one. Here comes the first pitch from Alivi, and it's a beautiful curve in there for a called strike one. Pulaski so far just has one hit. It was a two-out single by Braden Ricketts. Then other than that, Angelo has been amazing, and that pitch will be fouled off for strike two.
I'm going to tell you, the absolute what got voted best burger in the United States was down in Greensboro Hops. 1 year, won best burger.
Alivi from Bryant and Stratton College.
Hops is good. I prefer Bad Daddy's Burger Bar, though.
And that pitch will be rocketed out to short. Pinkborn will collect it on a hop, throw it over to first, and throw is too high. And it'll be a throwing error on Mason Pinkborn, causing Self to reach safely. So a man on first for Pulaski in the second inning in a row. Now bring up T.J. Williams. First pitch to him, down low for ball one as Cordero hops out of stance to collect it. Alivi with a look in. Now we'll bring it home. And that one is in there for a called strike one. Williams did not play in game two last night, nor did he play. Actually, he did play in game one. He was the leadoff man playing second base. Today, he is the seven-hole man playing left field. The next pitch to him will be in there for a called strike two. One and two the count. One down in the inning for Pulaski, and a man on first. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be fouled off. Looks like off of Cordero. Looks like he's okay. He hops out of stance, takes a couple hops behind the plate. So far, two sliders, a changeup, and a curveball from Alivi. He's at 18 pitches, 15 of them being strikes. He's got one strikeout on the night already. And they'll take a Baltimore chop right back to him. And he will toss it to first to complete the out. Good play by Alivi, and that is the second out of the inning. Self advanced to second on the play, so now Pulaski has their first runner in scoring position, but there are two outs. I'll leave you with a look back to second. And that pitch will be off the glove of Pangborn into center field for a hit. Two errors on the day for Mason Pangborn, and that will cause Pulaski to get on the board. Corner made connection with that first pitch, threw it right out to Pangborn, and they will attack on the first pitch again as Kennedy Drexler comes through with another single. So two errors on Mason Pangborn caused Pulaski to get on the board. And now they have men on first and second, still with two out. Now I'll bring up the leadoff man, Lucas Buckner. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. It's on my stuff. It's right there. Sorry, we're in the process of killing a wasp in the press box. It scared the crap out of me. It was just chilling on the back of my arm. Thank you so much for killing that. That scared me. The bunt went foul. As near now updated in the count. 0-1. And that pitch will be outside for ball one to Buckner. That was a little terrifying. Very rarely do you see a wasp fly into the press box and just start wreaking havoc. 1-1 the count, two down for Pulaski, men on first and second, and Buckner will shoot this pitch out towards center field. That'll get down for a hit. Here comes Sam Corner. He will score as Drexler will head into third with a slide, and Buckner quickly heads back to first. He took a big turn there. Was about to get to second, but then he wisely went back to first, and now Pulaski's up 2-1. I'll bring up JT Taylor. He's 0 for 1 with a fly out to left field. I'll leave you with a long look in. Runners on the corners with two outs here for Pulaski. First pitch is outside for ball one. Taylor is secretly the seventh man to come up for Pulaski in this inning. I'll leave you with a look in. Now brings home the 0-1, the 1-0 rather, and this will be popped up into right field. Khalil Pratt will jog in and will make the catch for the final out of the inning. Two errors on Mason Pangborn lead to a 2-1 lead for Pulaski as we are finished with the top half of the second. We head to the bottom half in just a moment. You are listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Leading off for the bottom half of the second inning for the Otterbots will be Antonio Cordero. He is the catcher tonight. He also was the catcher in game one, I believe. Actually, no, that was Gavin Brewer who was the catcher in game one and then Charlie Carter game two. That's right. They used all three of their catchers in the first three games of the week. And then now Cordero back behind the plate tonight. He nicks the first pitch foul behind the backstop, and it'll be an 0-1 count. Sorry, if I still sound a little frazzled, it's because there was a wasp that was chilling on my arm for about two batters in the top half of the second inning. We luckily took care of it. He came into our space and didn't make it back out. Here's the 0-1, and Cordero will line this to third, and whoa! What a play by JT Taylor. It hopped out of his glove, and then he caught it with his bare hand. That is unreal. Cordero was retired on a SportsCenter top 10 play. That will bring up Khalil Pratt manning right field tonight. There were some lineup changes from when I said them before, so Khalil Pratt is now in right field. First pitch to him is outside for ball one. 1-0 the count, one out for the Bots in this bottom half of the second. Here's the pitch, and Pratt will come up empty. Swing and a miss for strike one. Next offering to Pratt will be popped in the air, left field. Taylor converging, and he will make the catch in stride. And two outs recorded by JT Taylor in this bottom half of the second. That will bring up Eamon Chandler. He is manning first base for the fourth game in a row. He's back in the 8 hole for this game. Right on left. Here comes the first pitch from Kwasny, and Chandler will see it in there for a called strike one. Kwasny now up to 26 pitches, 18 of them being strikes. So here comes the 0-1, and Chandler will come up empty on that swing for strike two. O2 the count. Here comes the pitch. And Chandler will see a called strike three on the outside corner to retire the side. 1-2-3 go the Bots in the bottom half of the second. We head to the third as Pulaski holds a 2-1 lead. You are listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. bottom half of the second coming up, or wow, we just had that. Top half of the third coming up, and the first pitch is hit out towards right field to get down for a hit. Braden Ricketts makes contact on the first pitch, and he has a second single of the game. He's 2 for 2. Now I'll bring up Carter Kelly. Kelly with a fly out to center in his only at-bat. Alevi brings it in. That one will be down low for ball one. Want to know the count? Left on right. With the man on first, here comes the pitch. And that curve will be in there for a called strike one. One and one the count as Kelly takes his time, now comes in. Ricketts shielding his face from the sun. Obviously he takes his lead off first and Kelly will foul that one back. And it'll be a 1-2 count. Pulaski up 2-1 as Danville got their one run in the first inning on back-to-back doubles by Elgin Bennett and Bruce Weish. Then in the second inning, Pulaski took advantage of the two miscues by Mason Pangborn at short to bring home their two runs. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch, and that'll be a swing and a miss. He got him. Foul touched into the mitt of Cordero. Now will be strike three on Kelly. Alevi's second strike out of the night. Now bring up Ty Wisdom. Wisdom is 0-for-1 with a ground out to second base. Made contact on the first pitch of his first at-bat. And he will not do the same here. Instead, he looks it in for a called strike one. Two runs on four hits and no errors for Pulaski. One run on two hits and two errors for the Bots. And that next pitch will be hit out towards left field. Pushed his shoulder back a good bit. He's back on the warning track, and he makes the catch. And Ricketts will have to retreat to first. Now we'll bring up Mason Self. He's 0-for-1, but got on base via the error by Pangborn. And he came around to score Pulaski's first run. Ricketts still on first after his leadoff single, but now two down for Pulaski. Here comes the first offering. That'll be fouled away towards the right side, out towards the Bots' backyard, and it'll be strike one. Oh, one the count as Alevi looks into first. Now we'll bring it home, and that one will be low for ball one. One and one. Change up and a curveball so far. Here comes the pitch, and that one will hit Self on the thigh. And he will be on via a hit-by-pitch, and Pulaski's got first and second with two down. TJ Williams coming up. He grounded out to the pitcher, Alevi, in his first at-bat via the Baltimore chop, hit the plate and went right up in the air. First and second for Pulaski. Here comes the first pitch, and that'll be roped out right towards Jackson Goldberg, who catches it with ease. Goldberg retires that batter for the out, and he will be the first man up in the bottom half of the third. You are listening to the Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Jackson Goldberg starting things off for the bottom half of the third inning. Manning third base, just made that great play. The ball was hit right to him. He snagged it right in his glove to end the top half of the second or the third inning. First pitch is down low for ball one. 2-1 the score here from Danville. Pulaski up by one. Kwasny about to throw pitch 30 of his night. Here it is. And Goldberg will pop it up. First base side and foul ground. Self comes over. And he will make the catch to retire Goldberg for the first out. Mason Pangborn coming up now. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out to second. Sees the first pitch in there for a called strike one, as loudly vocalized by our home plate umpire. Next pitch for Pangborn will be fouled away, and it will be an 0-2 count. Pangborn does have the two errors on him on his night so far. There is a lot of game to be played, though, so he does have a good amount of time to make up for it offensively and defensively, too. 0-2 the count. Here comes the pitch. That'll be outside for ball one. He came in as a pinch runner in game one of the doubleheader, and I was able to see him in between games, and I told him, great running. He just flashed a smile and said, thanks. 1-2 the game, or the count. It is also a 1-2 the game, technically. It's 2-1. And that pitch will be down and away for ball two. So far, a sinker, two four-seam fastballs, and a slider to Pangborn. Here comes the next pitch, and that'll be a swing and a miss. And Pangborn will go down swinging for Kwasny's third strikeout of the night. Now I'll bring up Zach Altamura. He's 0 for 1 on the day. He flew out to center in the second pitch of his at-bat in the first inning. Kwasny now on 35 pitches, 24 strikes. Next pitch will be just outside for ball one. Want to know the count. Here comes the next offering from Kwasny, and Altamura will hit this high in the air, left field. Williams calling for it, and it will come down in his glove for the third out of the inning. Otterbots go 1-2-3 for the second time in a row, and now we head to the fourth inning with the Bots down one. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Top of the fourth coming up. 2-1 the score. First pitch to Sam Corner will be down and away for ball one. This press box is a hoot. I don't know if you guys can hear them over here, but they're a hoot, that's for sure. Want to know the count as Alevi's about to throw pitch 39. Here's the pitch. That'll be outside as well, near the same spot. It'll be 2-0.
You know the one I don't get? Is that Sosie marketing?
Oh, I hate that.
179, the batting average for a Corner. 557 OPS. He will swing through the next offering, come up empty for a 2-1 count. Levy threw three innings of work, two strikeouts. Neither two of those runs were earned since it was via an error. 2-1 the count on the catcher. Levy with a nod towards Cordero. Now we'll bring it home. And that'll be hit out towards second base. Altamura with a great play. Back up, spins to first. Whoa! Aussie, do you do, Zach Altamura. What a great play on the backhand. Spins around, throws it to first. Two Sports Center top 10 plays here tonight, one for each team. This one by Zach Altamura. Kennedy Drexler coming up to bat now. One for one with a single so far. And the pitch will be inside for ball one. Want to know the count, and that next pitch will be hit high in the air towards right field. Pratt will jog in, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Now we'll bring up Lucas Buckner, the leadoff man, one for two with an RBI. And he struck out in his first plate appearance. It is Super Speedway night at the ballpark, and so the away player cards tonight have infamous villains from the movie Cars. That first pitch will be just inside, pushes Buckner back off the plate, 1-0. And it'll be from villains from the Cars franchise, I should say, not just Cars 1. The one on the screen right now is from Cars 1. I bet you can guess who that is. Mr. Chick Hicks. Here's the 1-0, and that'll be fouled away towards the wreck. And it will be a 1-1 count. Two changeups so far from Alevi. He's now up to 45 pitches, 33 strikes. Two strikeouts on the night. And that'll be fisted out towards third. Goldberg will field it. Toss it. Whoa! That throw was way outside.
Okay.
And Buckner will be awarded second. Goldberg still standing where he made the throw. That one went really high. That's the second throwing error on the night for the Otterbots.
Nice error.
Now we'll bring up JT Taylor. 0 for 2 on the day. Two flyouts, 1-2 left and 1-2 right. Two down for Pulaski. First pitch from Alevi in this at-bat is down and away for ball one.
Or no, it was Wednesday night.
Man on second for Pulaski in Buckner after Goldberg's throw. Here comes the 1-0. That'll be outside for ball two. Alevi down in the count, 2-0. So far, a curveball and a changeup in the at-bat. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be roped out towards second. Altamura will make the catch on the line. Two great plays by the Aussie in this inning, and he will come up to bat. Actually, no, he was ended the last at-bat, so he will be on the bench. But Elgin Bennett will come up to bat in the bottom half of the fourth first. You are listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. First batter up in the bottom half of the fourth is Elgin Bennett. He's 1-for-1 with a double. He got that on the second pitch of his at-bat in the first inning. He eventually came around to score on a double by the man on deck, Bruce Weish. First pitch to Bennett, down low for ball one. Bennett attends the University of Cal State Bakersfield, batting 259 on the year, 742 OPS. 1-0 is in there for a called strike one. Two sliders so far from Kwasny, who's about to throw pitch 40 of his night. Here it is. And Bennett will see it in there for a called strike two. One and two. Another slider that got in the zone. Here's pitch four. And Bennett will come up empty. Swing and a miss. And Kwasny will have his fourth strike out of the night. Third one swinging. That'll bring up Bruce Weish, 1-for-1 with that RBI double. Plated the only Otterbots run that was back in the first inning. Here comes Kwasny's pitch, and that'll be roped towards third, and it gets off the glove of Kelly and into left field for a base hit. Weish will head around first, and he will head to second, and that will be another double for Bruce Weish. I'll bring up Garrett Scholl. He's 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Here comes first pitch to him, and that one is in there for a called strike one. Weish trailing off of second. Kwasny ready. Here comes the pitch. And that will be in there for a called strike two. One down for the Bots. And they have a chance to tie this game with a man in scoring position in Weish, who's there for the second time. 0-2 the count. And they will check back on him at second. And Kwasny almost airmailed the throw. Good hop by Taylor to grab it. Two four-seam fastballs, both ranging at 90 miles per hour so far from Kwasny, who's about to throw pitch 45 of the evening. Here it is, and Scholl will see it outside for ball one. One and two the count. Here comes the pitch. And this will be roped out towards first base. That'll get down for a hit. And it goes all the way to the wall down the line. Here comes Weish. He can score. And Scholl will be rounding second. He heads for third. Throw comes in a bullet and a slide. He's there. Garrett Scholl comes through with an RBI triple down the right field line. And he plates Weish and we have a tie game. Scholl hit that ball exactly where Weish hit his double in the first inning, perfectly down the right field line. And now bring up Antonio Cordero, who's been pretty good with runners in scoring position this season as well. He's got four homers, 22 RBI. First pitch to him, in there for a called strike one. Still one down for the Bots. They have a chance to take the lead here after scoring for the first time since the first. The 0-1 inside for ball one. Scholl heading off of third. Here comes Quasney's delivery, and Cordero will rope this towards third, gloved by Kelly. He will toss it over to first in time for the out, but Scholl does come home to score, and the Bots have the lead now. It is 3-2 on the RBI ground out from the Bots catcher. Now we'll bring up Khalil Pratt, 0-for-1 with a fly out to short in his first at-bat. Quasney ready with pitch 50 of his night. Here it is. Pratt sees it outside for ball one. Pratt, the Evans, Georgia native, attends the University of Kentucky. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one will be in there for a called strike one. The Bots lead it now after plating two in this fourth inning. Quasney comes set, pitch clock at 5. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be outside for ball two. Pratt batting 173, 664 OPS as Quasney comes ready with pitch 4 of the at-bat. Comes in, and that'll be in there for a called strike 2 as the count goes even. Four different pitches thrown so far, and pitch 5 is down low for ball 3. Pitch 1 was a slider, pitch 2 a curveball, 3 changeup, 4 four-seam, and then pitch 5, another changeup missed down low, and the count is full. Here's the pitch, and Pratt will foul it away, and he'll get another offering. Quasney ready, looks in towards the plate as Pratt readies the bat over his left shoulder. Pitch clock at 10, and Quasney will wait, and now time will be called by Khalil Pratt. That is baseball's version of icing the kicker for our football fans. Waiting until the pitch clock goes a little bit, and then call time right as the pitcher is about to throw. Here comes the payoff, and Pratt will see it down low. That will be ball 4. First walk on either side will put a runner on first with 2 outs here for the Bots. Now we'll bring up Eamon Chandler. He's 0-for-1. With a looking strikeout. First pitch as Pratt will go. Arm of corner tested. Ball gets there, but Pratt gets there first. He's there with the stolen base, and now he'll be in scoring position as the Bots have already brought 2 runs across in this inning. That is Pratt's 6th stolen base this summer. And he takes his lead there. Here comes the 1-0 to Chandler. And that'll be popped away foul toward the left side. And it'll be a 1-1 count. Two four-seam fastballs so far in the at-bat. Pitch clock will reset. Quasney comes ready. Looks back at Pratt, now brings it home. And Chandler, with an emergency hack, swings and misses for strike 2. Yeah, that's pretty good. I never tried to do that. That was the first sinker of the at-bat. Just hugged the top part of the zone. Caused Chandler to chase. Still a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. That'll be upstairs. The count goes even 2-2. Decent sized crowd here today on Super Speedway night. As the sun starts to set, it's casting shadows over the field. Right side of the field still in a little bit of sunlight. Kwasny will now take time and step off the rubber. Two to the count on the first baseman. Two down for the Bots. Here's the pitch. That'll be outside. The count will go full for the second batter in a row. Kwasny now up to 61 pitches, 39 of them strikes. He's got four strikeouts, but also two earned runs. Here's the payoff. And Chandler will come up empty, swing and a miss. And he goes down swinging for the first time, goes down as the third out for the second time. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots here on the Appalachian League website. Top of five when we return. First batter up will be Braden Ricketts. He's 2-for-2 on the day. He will not hit the first pitch this time, and it'll be in there for a called strike one. Next pitch is outside for ball one. Ricketts 2-for-2 on the day. Two singles, but he's been left stranded both times. Here comes the 1-1, and that'll be a swing and a miss for strike two. Curveball, a slider, then another slider from Alivi. He's through four innings of work now, 52 pitches, 37 strikes. 1-2 paints just the tidbit of the outside corner for strike three. And Alivi will have his third strike out of the night. Now I'll bring up Carter Kelly. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. First pitch is outside for ball one. 1-0 the count. 3-2 the score. And the next pitch will be hit out towards right center field. Bennett and Pratt going back. And Pratt will make the catch near the warning track. That will be out number two. Kelly just got under it. Next batter up will be Ty Wisdom. River Turtles have not gone 1-2-3 yet in this game. Wisdom's 0 for 2. And first pitch is in there for a called strike one. Here comes the 0-1. And that'll be a swing and a miss for strike two. A lot of these swings are just kind of some emergency hacks from Pulaski. And that pitch will get away from Cordero, and it'll be a 1-1 or 1-2 count. Next offering from Alevi, the 1-2. And that'll be hit foul toward the Otterbots dugout. And it'll be another 1-2 count. Levy will get a new baseball from his catcher, Cordero. It'll be another 1-2 count against the right fielder for Pulaski. Here comes the next offering. That'll be down low, and the count goes even 2-2. Alevi ready. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be near Wisdom's head, and he'll duck away. The count will go full 3-2. First full count of the ball game worked by Pulaski. Alevi ready with the payoff, and here it is. And that'll be fisted foul at home plate. Still goes into the field of play, though, but it will be a foul ball. Wisdom manning right field again. He did in both games of the doubleheader yesterday. He will take his time now as this pitch, or this at-bat, will reach 8 pitches. Wisdom back in the box. Alevi ready on the mound. Nods towards Cordero and will now bring it home. And that'll be hit out towards second base. He'll get through for a base hit. Wisdom wins the battle. And now on the miscue in center, he will advance to second and get there with a feet first slide. That will be a single and then an error in center field. So it will be ruled as a single.
Yeah, single in the
so now Pulaski will have a runner on second for Mason Self, who is 0 for 1 with a hit by pitch. Alevi looks back a couple times and will now bring it home. First pitch outside for ball one. Alevi about to throw a pitch 65 of his day. Looks back at second. Will now bring it home. And that one will be low for ball two. Self manning first base today after sitting yesterday. Here comes the 2-0. That one will be outside for ball three. Alevi has not walked a batter yet. Now he's one pitch away from doing so. He's been pretty good through 4.2 so far. Only gave up those two runs in the second inning. via defensive errors. 3-0 the count. Here comes the pitch. And that will be too high. It'll be 4 pitches, 4 balls, and a free pass for Mason Self. And now Pulaski will have 2 men on again. That will invoke a mound visit from pitching coach Steve Gomez and catcher Cordero. While they do that, I'll give you guys some scores from around the Appalachian League. Burlington up on Tri-State 8-0 in the top of the fourth. Bottom six, Elizabethton up on Johnson City 3-2. Kingsport and Bluefield tied at the bottom of five. Bluefield does have the bases loaded and 2 outs. And Greenville up 2-0 on Bristol in the bottom of the fourth. But Bristol does have men on the corners with 1 out. Cordero will return behind the mound. Or behind the home plate, rather. He was just at the mound. Now bring up TJ Williams, who's 0 for 2. Levy looks back, now brings it home. And that pitch will miss just inside for ball one. Williams, the ground out to the pitcher, and then a line out to third base. Goldberg is in at third. Next pitch just misses for ball two. Two pitches that probably should have been in the strike zone. 2-0 the count. That'll be down in the dirt for ball three. Three and 0 the count. 2 down for Pulaski. They've got 2 men on, as they have before. Here comes the pitch. And that one will be in there for a called strike one. Levy now up to 71 pitches, 44 strikes. Here comes the pitch. That'll be fisted out towards Pangborn at short. He'll pick it up and won't have a play, as the infield hit is successful for Williams, keeps the inning alive. River Turtles now have the bases loaded. Sam Corner, the man at the plate, first pitch to him, upstairs for ball one. Sixth man to come up to the plate for Pulaski.
Second time that's happened to us this week. Shortstop.
Wisdom on third, Self on second, Williams on first, and Corner will hit this out towards shallow center, falling fast, and he'll get down in front of Bennett for a hit. One run is in. Here comes the second, and a lucky hit by Corner. Falls in between two fielders, and Pulaski has the lead again. It is now 4-3, and they still got men on the corners. Now we'll bring up Kennedy Drexler. He's 1 for 2 with a single and a flyout. Alevi comes home. First pitch skips in the dirt. Good block by Cordero. It'll be a 1-0 count. Nod toward the plate. Alevi comes ready. Here comes the 1-0. And that one will be just low for ball two. After a look at third, pitcher and batter ready. Here's the pitch, and this will be fouled away towards the right side, toward Bott's backyard, and it'll be a 2-1 count. So far, 3 changeups in this at-bat. Alivi toes the rubber again. Looks into Cordero. Accepts the sign. Now comes ready. Here comes the pitch. That'll be inside to make it a 3-1 count. Here comes the offering, and Drexel will see it inside for strike two. Be a full count against the center fielder. Two down for Pulaski. They've already gotten two more runs across. First time scoring since the second. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be hit on the ground towards second. Picked up by Altamura. He'll toss it to first. That'll do it for the top of the fifth. Pulaski gets two back. They take the lead, 4-3. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Jackson Goldberg, first man up. Bottom half of the fifth for the Bots. They now find themselves down by a run, 4-3. Kwasny is still out there. First pitch to Goldberg. Upstairs for ball one. Kwasny now up to 63 pitches, 40 of them being strikes. He's got 5 strikeouts and 2 earned runs. The 1-0 swung on and missed, as Goldberg will tie up the count 1-1. Four seam and a slider. Pitch 65 incoming from the Pulaski starter. And that'll be roped right back up the middle. That'll get down for a hit. Jackson Goldberg comes through, and he will be on first with the leadoff single to begin the bottom half of the fifth. Now I'll bring up Mason Pangborn. It's 0-2 on the day. Strikeout and a ground out. Goldberg takes his lead off first, where Self holds him there. Here comes the first pitch. Pangborn will hit this foul out towards the backstop. It'll be an 0-1 count. 0-1 on Pangborn. Manning's shortstop has two errors on the night so far. And the throw will go back to first to check on Goldberg. He will slide back in safely. Here comes the 0-1. Pangborn will shoot this foul the other way. And it'll be a 0-2 count. Four runs on seven hits, one error for Pulaski. Three runs on four hits and four errors for Danville. Pangborn steps back into the box. Down in the count, 0-2. Quasney comes set and brings it home. And that'll be low for ball one. Pangborn taps the bat to the plate a couple times. Now brings it over his left shoulder. 1-2 the count. The throw will go back to first to check on Goldberg again. He will slide back in safely. Pangborn ready again. So far a changeup, four seam, and a slider. Here comes pitch four, and Goldberg will go. Corner's arm tested. Throw is there, but if there's not a fielder at the base, Goldberg will swipe the base, and he will be on at second, and the count will be 2-2 to Pangborn. Two to the count. Four steals for Goldberg on the year. Here comes the pitch. And Goldberg will foul that off himself at the plate. So it'll be another 2-2 chance. Two to the count on Pangborn. Same as the number on his back. Goldberg off second. There's not a fielder there holding him there. Here comes the 2-2. And Pangborn will swing and miss on some outside heat for strike three. Second swinging strikeout of the night for him. Altamura 0-2 with a fly out to center and to left. Goldberg still on second. Here's the pitch. And that'll be in there for a called strike one. Late call by the ump. Quasney now through 72 pitches, 47 strikes. Six Ks on the night for him. Five swinging, one looking. Next pitch is outside for ball one. One and one.
Six.
Look back to second for Quasney a couple times. Here comes the pitch, and Altamura will come up empty on that swing. And it'll be a 1-2.
The lady's got three. This guy's got six.
One, two. Quasney comes set. Here comes pitch four of the at-bat, and that gets away from corner, and Goldberg will take third. He rounds third, but then stops. As corner will collect the ball, and that will be ball two, and now Goldberg's on third. Two-two. Altamura ready. Quasney ready. Goldberg takes his lead off third. Here comes the pitch. And Altamura will come up short and swing and miss as back-to-back Ks get two quick outs for Pulaski. Now bring up Elgin Bennett. He's 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout. His double led to the first run for the Otterbots in the first. First pitch is outside for ball one. Quasney ready with pitch 78. After a deep breath, here it is. That'll be down low for ball two. Goldberg on at third after his leadoff single. Then he stole second and on the wild pitch advanced to third. He is the tying run for the Bots and it's 90 feet away. Here comes a 2-0. That'll be outside for ball three. Two down for the Bots after back-to-back swinging strikeouts by Pangborn and Altamura. Both were on 2-2 counts. Here comes the 3-0, and Bennett will come up empty on that swing for strike one. Quasney now up to 80 pitches, 50 strikes. Next pitch is hit on the ground foul towards the right side, and the count will go full, 3-2. Two curveballs, two four seams, and a changeup. Here comes pitch six, and that'll be fouled away again towards the Otterbot's dugout. It'll be another 3-2. Three to the count. Goldberg still off third. Here comes the payoff. And that'll be in there for a called strike three. Quasney strikes out the side. And we will head to the sixth inning here shortly. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Pulaski leads 4-3. Four-three, Pulaski leads in this game. Top sixth inning from Danville. First batter up will be Lucas Buckner. Alivi still out there, 80 pitches on the night, 50 of them being strikes, so similar stats for both pitchers. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Alevi now through five innings of work, three strikeouts, two earned runs. After a nod towards Cordero, here's the 0-1. That'll be way outside, and it'll be ball one. I'm pretty sure Buckner probably took his time there. It's a decent time for him to get back into the box. Here comes the 1-1, and this will be hit high in the air towards center. Bennett will jog in a couple steps now to his right, and he will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Bring up JT Taylor. He's 0 for 3 with two flyouts and a lineout. He did not go deep into the count in those at-bats. Highest he went was three pitches. First pitch is in there, or downstairs rather, for ball one. Alevi, pitch 85 incoming. And that'll be whacked high in the air towards left center field. Pushes Scholl and Bennett back at the track at the wall. And Bennett unable to make the catch as he slams into the wall. Looks like he's okay, though. And Taylor will be in there with a one-out double. Another pitch mound, or pitching coach mound visit, is what I was trying to say. Between Alevi and his coach. Update the scores for you. Johnson City still down against Elizabethton, 4-2 now. Kingsport and Bluefield still tied at the end of 6. Greenville up on Bristol now, 5-0 at the end of 5. And Burlington up 8-2 as Tri-State was able to get a couple of runs. Game is in top of the 5th over there. Coach Gomez will head back to the dugout, and Cordero will head back behind the plate. And Braden Ricketts will step in, who's 2 for 3 with two singles and a strikeout. Alevi comes ready, looks back at second, now brings it home. That first pitch is down low for ball one. On his second single, Ricketts shot it off on the first pitch and struck out his next plate appearance. Here comes the next offering, and that one will be popped high in the air. It'll go foul. It'll be a 1-1 count. Four to three the ball game. Pulaski has scored twice in two innings, the second and the 5th. And Danville scored their first run in the first inning, then played two more in the 4th inning. Here comes the next offering from Alevi, and it'll be grounded out to second, picked up by Altamura. He will toss it to first. Now it'll be out number 2. The throw will go over to third. It looks like Taylor is wanting to go. That would have kind of been crazy. And now after that out, pitcher Angelo Alevi's night will be done as Mickey Tettleton will head to the mound to make the pitching change. Alevi, 88 pitches, 55 strikes. We will have his stats here shortly. You are listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. New pitcher on the mound for your Otterbots will be Zy Graves II. He is making his Otterbots debut here tonight. He's a 5'9 righty out of Carolina. And the first batter he will face will be Carter Kelly, who's 0-for-3 with two flyouts and a strikeout. Right on right. Here comes the first pitch. That one will be in there for a called strike one. Two down for Pulaski. They've got a man on third after the double by JT Taylor. Then he advanced to third on the ground out by Braden Ricketts. Next pitch, down and away for ball one. Top six here in Danville, 4-3 the score. Pulaski leads it. Graves with a nod towards the home plate. And will now bring it home. And that one will be hit on the ground to second. Altamura will pick it up on a hop. Toss to first. That'll do it. As the Otterbots get out of the jam at third, Zy Graves comes on and shuts him down. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Top bottom half of the sixth when we return. New pitcher on the mound for Pulaski as well, but first we got Angelo Alivi's final stats for you. 88 pitches, 3 strikeouts for him, 5.2 innings of work, 1 walk, 8 hits, 4 runs, and 2 of them were earned. On the other side, Zach Kwasny, 83 pitches, 5 innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them were earned, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts on the night. New pitcher will be Max Waldschmidt, and his first batter will be Bruce Weish, who sees the first pitch outside for ball one. Waldschmidt does not have a win or a loss. ERA 2.20, 6-1 righty out of Johnson County Community College. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. One and one the count on the designated hitter for the Bots. He's got an RBI on that double that he had in the first inning. Sees the next pitch down low for ball two. Waldschmidt the righty, Weish the righty as well. Here comes the 2-1, and that'll be fouled off at the plate And it'll be a 2-2 count. Four four-seam fastballs so far from Walshmit, the only pitch he's thrown so far in this game. Weish comes back into the box as Walshmit becomes set. Here comes the 2-2. That'll be up near Weish's head, and the count will go full 3-2. The Otterbots have only left three men on base, 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Here comes the payoff, and Weish will foul this one away toward the right side. They'll have another go at it. Pitch 7 coming up of the at-bat. And here it is. And that'll be upstairs for ball 4. Weish will earn the second walk of the game for the Bots, and he's on at first. Garrett Scholl comes up now, 1-for-2 with a strikeout and that RBI triple back in the fourth inning to plate Weish, who is on first base. It'd be funny deja vu if he were to do that again. Right on left now, Weish takes his lead. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be shot out to right field. This time it'll be caught by Ty Wisdom as he comes in and makes the catch. I'll bring up Antonio Cordero, 0-for-2 on the day, but he does have an RBI. First time he came up, he had a line out to short, but then a 3-pitch RBI ground out in the fourth inning to plate Scholl. Cordero's ready. Here comes Walshmit's delivery, and that's near Cordero's head. Plays a little limbo on that one. He's up ahead in the count, 1-0. Walshmit with a look back at first. Weish increasing the lead slowly. Here comes the 1-0. And Cordero will see it in there for a called strike one. Throw will go back to first to check on Weish. He will head back in there with the toe tap. One and one the count on the Bots catcher. One down in the inning for the Bots. Here comes the pitch. And check swing. They say he went too far. And it will be a 1-2 count. Four runs on 8 hits and 1 error for Pulaski. 3 runs on 4 hits and 4 errors for the Otterbots, and throw go back to first as Weish will belly flop back in there. One, two, the count on the catcher. 4-3, the score. Throw will go back there, and this time the throw will get away. Weish quickly up. 2-second he goes, and he will swipe it on the throwing error by the pitcher, Walshmit. Still 1-2 the count as the throwing error by the pitcher caused Weish to get to second. So now Cordero's job is a little easier. 4-3 the score. Cordero down 1-2 in the count. Here comes the pitch from Walshmit, and that curve misses upstairs for ball 2. Cordero attends St. Bonaventure University from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now ties up the count 2-2. Three curveballs and a four-seam thrown so far. Here comes pitch 5. And that one just outside. Gutsy take by the catcher. The count is now full 3-2. Three to the count. Cordero ready. Waldschmidt ready. Here comes the payoff. And Cordero will swing and come up empty. Strike 3 swinging. And Waldschmidt has his first K on the night. Khalil Pratt, next man up. 0-1 with a walk and a stolen base. He also flew out to short in the second inning. Weish still on second. Here's the pitch. Pratt will see it upstairs for ball 1. Go ahead and do your number of the night tonight. It will be number 31. It's the number that Pratt is wearing. So think of your favorite athlete that wears number 31. But before we get there, we are going to have a mound visit in the middle of the at-bat by pitching coach Ted Powers. Update on scores from around the Appalachian League. 4 runs for Elizabethton is enough against Johnson City right now. Top of 8, 4-3 the game. 9-3 the score in Tri-State, rather, as Burlington has the lead in the bottom of the 5th. Kingsport up on Bluefield in the bottom of 7th, 5-3. And Greenville still up on Bristol, 5-0, bottom 6. Want to know the count on Pratt as everybody returns to their designated spots. Waldschmidt ready. Here comes the pitch. And that one is in there for a called strike 1. Weish with the leadoff walk. Still at second after the throwing error by pitcher Max Waldschmidt. Then Cordero just struck out on 6 pitches. Now Pratt is up with a 1-1 count. He sees the next pitch in there for a called strike 2. Waldschmidt now through 17 pitches, 9 strikes. He's got 1 strikeout. That was Cordero 1 batter ago. After a look at second, here comes the pitch. Pratt will shoot this foul toward the left side. And he'll have another pitch. Yeah. 1-2 the count on the right fielder. Here comes the pitch. That'll be outside to even the count 2-2. Pratt manned right field in game 2 last night, and then center field in game 1. Here's the next pitch. That'll be inside for ball 3. 3 full counts now worked in the 6th inning by the Bots. Only one of them ended up in a walk. Pratt looks to do that here to keep this 6th inning alive. Only 4 seams and curveballs, 3 of each so far. Here comes pitch 7. And Pratt will hit this on a bounce towards second base, fielded by Buckner. He'll toss it to first, although Pratt did give it a chase, but he is still thrown out by the second baseman, Buckner, for the final out of the 6th. We head to the 7th. Pulaski's still up 4-3. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. seventh inning coming up from Danville. Pulaski up 4-3. Neither team scored in the sixth inning. Zy Graves still out there. And Ty Wisdom will be the first batter to begin this inning. He's 1-3 with a single, a fly out, and a ground out. First pitch from Graves in there for a called strike one. Oh, and one the count. Here comes the pitch. That'll be down, skipped in the dirt. It'll be a 1-1 count. Two changeups so far. Here's pitch three, and that'll be fouled away at the plate. It'll be a 1-2 count. Four runs on eight hits, two errors for Pulaski. Wisdom has one of those eight hits with the single he got in the fifth inning. Here's the 1-2. That'll be upstairs. Even the count, 2-2. Here's the 2-2, and that'll be roped out toward the right field, and that'll get down for a hit. That gets down in front of Pratt, and Wisdom takes the long turn around first, and he will head back into second, or to first, rather, on the wide turn with a leadoff single. I'll bring up Mason Self. Self is 0-1 with a walk, a hit by pitch, and he's also scored twice. Only River Turtle to do that. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Graves threw nine pitches, six of them being strikes. He's one of the newly acquired Otterbots. Here comes the 0-1. And that curve will just miss inside for ball one. Wisdom being held at first by Chandler. Not a huge lead over there. Now inching slowly closer to second. Here comes the pitch. And this will be whacked out towards left field. It'll be foul, but wow, he launched that. If it was fair, it would have been absolutely gone. But instead, it is a 1-2 count. One, two, the count. Here comes the pitch. That'll be upstairs, and it'll even the count 2-2. Graves with a look in to Cordero. Shakes off a couple pitches, now nods, looks back to first. Now ready with the 2-2. And here it is. And that'll be whacked out towards left field. Scholl going back at the wall, and it's gone. Or no, he caught it. Hit the wall, rather. Wow, it's really hard to see at that wall over there. However, they threw the ball into the shortstop who threw it into second. Altamura was able to tag out Self there. So good work there by the Otterbots D. Now just a runner at third instead of two runs. Or two runners on base. Goodness, I am all over the place right now. Self hit the ball to left field. Scholl had to play it off the wall. And they were able to get the ball into third and then try to get it to second. They got the runner out there. So now there's just a runner on third here in the seventh inning. And TJ Williams will be the batter. Now I'll bring up TJ Williams, I just mentioned. He's 1-3 on the day. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be a first pitch foul off to the left side. 0-1 the count, one down here in the seventh inning. Infield is brought in. Here comes the pitch. That will be outside for ball one. Graves ready. Here comes pitch 15 of his night. And that one is down low for ball two. Graves with a look back at third, where Wisdom is. Here comes the 2-1. And that'll be hit out towards left field. Scholl will come in. Might be deep enough for a sac fly. The runner will not tag, rather, as a throw will come in. Good play by Garrett Scholl. Got the ball in quick, and now there's two outs, and the Bots have a chance to get out of it. Now I'll bring up Sam Corner. It's 1-for-3 with 2 RBI and a run scored. Here comes the first pitch. That'll be outside for ball one. Plated 2 in the fifth inning with his RBI single. And he was stranded at first to end that fifth inning. Graves accepts the sign. Now we'll bring it home with the pitch count at 2. And that will be upstairs for ball two. Pitch clock at 2, rather. .190 batting average for Corner. He was able to raise that a little bit with the recent single that he got in his previous at-bat. Here's the 2-0. That will be in there for a called strike one. Good framework there by Cordero. Two on the count, two down for Pulaski. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be hit out towards right field. Pratt coming in, slides, and he does not make the play. Run comes home to score. And that would have been a great play if you were able to make the catch, but it bounced in front of him. He did keep it in front of him, though. But Corner on at first with his third RBI of the game, and now it's 5-3 Pulaski. Bring up Kennedy Drexler, 1-for-3 on the day, and he will hit the first pitch out to first base where Chandler's there. He'll take it there on his own, and that will be the third out of the inning. Pulaski does get one. It is now 5-3, but it is also stretch time here in Danville. Seventh inning stretch coming up. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. First batter up for the Bots in this bottom half of the seventh will be Eamon Chandler. He will be facing a new pitcher for the River Turtles, and he will swing through the first pitch for strike one. Max Wendelschmidt's day is done. 2.1 innings of work, or actually 21 pitches, rather, one inning of work, one walk, no hits, no runs, and one strikeout on the night for him. Next pitch to Chandler, in there for a called strike two. Next pitcher is Wanell Rubio. He has 1-0 on the year, 12.38 ERA, 6-1 righty, rocking a teal batting glove. Pitching glove, goodness. 0-2 the count. That one will be upstairs to make it 1-2. Time will be called as Corner will now walk his pitcher back to the mound. So far, 2-4 seams and a curveball. Pretty sure they're maybe exchanging some new signs, pitcher and catcher. One, two, the count now on Chandler. Already has two strikeouts on the day, one of each variety. And that pitch will be outside to make it 2-2. Bots down now 5-3 as Pulaski collected a run in that seventh inning, thanks to the RBI single by Sam Corner. His third RBI got the fifth run. And that next pitch will be outside or inside for ball three, and it'll be another full count. We're going to have another mound visit in the middle of this at-bat. Not sure what's going on. It's the first time that I've seen two mound visits in the middle of an at-bat. And this one involves fielder JT Taylor. Three, two, the count on Chandler, who's taking some practice swings while this mound visit's going on. It's taken a while, and the umpire will now come break it up. Everyone returns back to their positions now. Payoff pitch incoming to Chandler. Here it comes. And that'll be down and away for ball four. Chandler works a six-pitch walk, and he will be on at first to begin the Otterbots half of the seventh. I'll bring up Jackson Goldberg. He's 1-for-2 with a pop-out and a single, and he stole second as well. He was stranded at third to end the fifth inning. Man at first takes his lead, and the pitch will be inside to Goldberg for ball one. Want to know the count? Here comes the pitch. That'll be upstairs also, similarly placed as the first pitch. It'll be a 2-0 count. Two four seams just missed the top half of the zone there. Chandler takes his lead. Next pitch will be in there for a called strike one. Chandler on at first after a six-pitch walk. Being held there by Self. Here comes the 2-1 to Goldberg, and that'll be a swing and a miss. It'll tie up the count 2-2. Five, three, the score in Danville. Back and forth we go. And Goldberg facing a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch, and that'll be whacked out towards left field. Long gone, but foul. That'll be another 2-2 count pitch coming up. Eleven pitches for Rubio, five strikes, three of them being in this at-bat. Here comes the 2-2 again, And that one will be in there for a called strike three. Goldberg frustrated. He will walk back to the dugout, speaking some words, and he will be out number one. That'll bring up Mason Pangborn, 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Chandler still on first. First pitch to Pangborn is down low for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 to Pangborn. That'll be upstairs. It'll be a 2-0 count. Rubio toes the rubber, looks into his catcher corner. There's Corner and Cordero, both are the catcher's names. And that pitch will be down low for ball three. Chandler's still on at first. Takes his lead. Not a huge one. Here comes a 3-0. And Pangborn will see it in there for a called strike one. All of the pitches that Rubio has thrown except three have been four-seam fastballs, so that clearly is his favorite pitch to use. Here comes the 3-1. And that'll be just low for ball four. Back-to-back, or actually, no, two walks now for the Bots in the seventh inning. Put men on first and second, and that will bring up Zach Altamura. Now there will be a mound visit from pitching coach Ted Powers and crew. Chandler takes his lead, or actually he's at second. And then Pangborn just got on first. Both got on via walks. And so after the at-bat where there were two mound visits, there is now another one. And this one involves the pitching coach now. Meanwhile, some scores to update you. Elizabethton and Johnson City have gone final. 4-3, Elizabethton wins it. Kingsport up on Bluefield still 7-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Kingsport's got a runner on first. Greenville and Bristol, 7-2 at the bottom seven. Top seven, Burlington up 11-3 on Tri-State. Mound visit complete. Fielders are back in their positions, and Zach Altamura is at the plate. He's 0-for-3 with two flyouts and a strikeout. Rubio ready. Here comes the first pitch. That'll be down low for ball one. Altamura had a great play earlier in the game. Sports center level play. He caught the ball in the backhand, then spun around, threw it to first. Made it look really routine and easy. Now he's at the plate now, facing a 1-0 count with two men on. Here comes the pitch. That'll be outside, and it gets away from the catcher corner, and both runners will advance 90 feet. Good heads-up base running by both Chandler and Pangborn. They had good-sized leads to begin with. Once that ball passed them, they immediately advanced. Makes Altamura's job a little easier. One swing could tie this game. Here comes the next pitch. And that'll be in there for a called strike one. Chandler off third, Pangborn off second, both very capable runners. Next pitch is hit in the air towards shallow right, and that'll get over the second baseman's head for a base hit. Here comes Chandler. Pangborn right behind him. Throw comes into the plate. The tag applied. He is out. So they got one at least. Pangborn out at the plate. Altamura advances his second on it. But he does bring home run. And now it is 5-4. Pulaski.
All right. 9-2 on the put out. One. Singly advanced on the throw.
Now bring up Elgin Bennett, 1-for-3 with a double and 2 strikeouts, one of each variety. Altamura takes his lead off second. Here comes first pitch. That'll be inside for ball one. Five for the score now as Danville scores for the first time since the fourth inning. Here comes the next offering. That one will be upstairs. And corner quickly hops out of stance to make sure it's not another wild pitch. It'll be a 2-0 count.
Wow.
Here comes the next offering, and that one will be just high. And it'll be ball three. Rubio ready with the 3-0. Here it is. And that one's called strike on the outside corner. Three won the count. Here comes the pitch, and that one will be popped in the air, foul, and the count will go full 3-2. Full count on Bennett, and that is a balk. And Altamura will be given third. That is definitely a balk. I'm not sure what the pitcher is complaining about. That was, he lifted his leg and proceeded to stop. That is definitely a balk. Now Altamura takes third. And here comes the payoff to Bennett. And that is upstairs for ball four. Inning continues for the Bots on the third walk of the inning. And now it's men on the corners. With Bruce Weish coming up. Here comes manager Bill Kenberg. He will make the pitching change. As 1L Rubio's night is done, we'll find the new man for the River Turtles in just a second. You are listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Bruce Weish will be the man up. And due to there being runners still on the bags, we will have stats up for the pitcher, Juanel Rubio, shortly. Here comes the first offering, and Weish will pop this up toward the first base side. Self will call for it and will make the catch for the final out of the inning. Pulaski gets out of it, and we head to the top half of the eighth with the Bots down one. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Eighth inning coming in hot from Danville. We now have the final stats on Juanel Rubio's night, as well as Zy Graves, as there is a new pitcher for the Bots out there. First pitch by Brandon Stevens is in there for a called strike. First up for Pulaski, Juanel Rubio, 27 pitches, 0.2 innings of work, one hit, one strikeout, three walks, one run, and it was earned, and he did not have a strikeout. Here comes the next offering. That'll be outside to tie up the count 1-1. On the other side for Zy Graves, 22 pitches, 1.1 inning of work, 3 hits, 1 run, and it was earned, no walks and no strikeouts. Stevens ready with the 1-1. And here it is. That'll be inside, and it'll be ball 2. Two won the count on the leadoff man, Buckner, who's 1-for-4 with a strikeout and an RBI. And that'll be inside for ball 3. Buckner's only hit came in the second inning. It was a single on 3 pitches, then he was stranded on first to end the inning. Here comes the 3-1. And that'll be popped in the air towards left field. Goldberg, Pangborn, and Schull all giving chase, and nobody will get to it. It'll just land foul on the warning track, and it'll be a 3-2 count. So far, 5 four-seam fastballs. It's the only pitch that Stevens has thrown. Now everybody back in their positions after that foul ball. And now the payoff pitch incoming to Buckner after a nod by Stevens. Here's the pitch. And that'll be hit on the ground towards second base, fielded there by Altamura. Underhands it to first in time to get the out. Altamura with a defensive gem tonight so far. He's made 3 great plays, like the number on his back. That will bring up JT Taylor. He's 1-for-4 on the day. Broke his hitless game in the previous at-bat with a double, and he will see the first pitch upstairs for ball one. One and know the count. One down in the inning so far. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be in there for a called strike one. One won the count now. Stevens holds the glove over the bottom half of his face as he accepts the sign. Now brings it home. That'll be low for ball two. Two on the count. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be outside for ball three. Three on the count. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be outside for ball four. Taylor on with the first walk in a while for Pulaski since the fifth inning, and he will be on at first. Now bring up Braden Ricketts, 2-for-4 on the night. He's got 2 singles, a strikeout, and a groundout. Stevens ready. 11 pitches on the night for him, and the runner will go. Cordero's arm tested. Throw is there in time. Did he get off the bag? No, he did not. He didn't even get in there with a slide. And Taylor will nab his 4th stolen base of this series. Want to know the count as Taylor dances off second. Pitch will be inside for ball two. Both teams scored in the 7th inning. From 4-3 to 5-4. Here comes the 2-0 and Taylor will dash off for third. Cordero's throw and he slips. Now he's stuck in between second and third. He'll toss back to second. The tag applied. He is out. Great play by Jackson Goldberg and Mason Pangborn. They work together to get JT Taylor in between second and third. And now there are 2 down instead of 1.
That was a called strike.
2-1 the count. Stevens ready. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be a swing and a miss. As the count will be tied 2-2. 2-2 the count. Two down in the inning now. And time now will be called by Ricketts as he takes a couple swings. Now we'll step back into the left-handed batter's box. Right on left. Stevens now 15 pitches, 6 strikes. One strike away from ending the inning. Here comes the 2-2. And that is outside for ball 3. Three to the count now. Just 4 seam fastballs thrown. And here's the payoff. That'll be a swing and a miss. He got him. Stevens retires him. Swing and strike victim. And now we head to the bottom of the eighth. Otterbots still down 1. Still have a bit of work to do. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. First man up for the Bots in the bottom half of the eighth is Garrett Scholl. First pitch from Gabriel Benton is outside for ball 1. Sorry, guys, there's a freaking mosquito around me. And that pitch will be outside as well for ball 2. The stadium is by a river, so there are a ton of bugs. Here comes the 2-0, and that'll be fouled away out towards the river for strike 1. Here comes the next offer, and that'll be upstairs for ball 3. Three and one the count on the right fielder and popped away for strike 2, and now it'll be a full count. Gabriel Benton, 1-0 on the year, 9.82 ERA, 6-3 righty. 6 pitches, 3 strikes so far. Here comes the next pitch, and that'll be hit on the ground. Back up the middle. That'll get through for a base hit. Scholl with a good start for the bottom half of the eighth for the Bots. He's on with the leadoff single. Antonio Cordero come up. He's been held hitless today, which is hard to do. He's batting .333 on the year, 1.019 OPS. Scholl on first, inching towards second. He will not go on this pitch, though, and Cordero will swing through and come up empty for strike one. Oh, and one the count. Here comes the pitch. That'll be up near his head, and that'll be ball one. One and one the count. So far, two sliders offered. Pitch three. Cordero swings through and comes up empty for strike two. Here comes the next offering, and that will just miss the low part of the corner for ball two. Cordero's been a favorite to come through in these kind of situations. Here's the 2-2, and that one is in the inside corner for a called strike three. Cordero does not agree with that call, and neither does everybody else in the stands. He will walk back to the dugout as strikeout number one. Khalil Pratt will be the man up now. First pitch down low for ball one, as Pratt does not offer. Pratt 0 for 2 with a walk and a stolen base. Here comes the 1-0 from Benton. That is a swing and a miss. He'll tie up the count 1-1. Sinker and a four-seam so far from Benton. Here comes the pitch, and that'll be a swing and a miss. Pratt will be down in the count 1-2. Scholl takes his lead off first after his leadoff single. Next pitch to Pratt, laced out to right field, but right at Ty Wisdom. He makes the catch. Throw comes back to first, not in time to get Scholl. But now there is two outs in this half of the eighth. Eamon Chandler comes up now, 0 for 2 with a walk and two strikeouts. First pitch to him, swung on and missed for strike one. Scholl still on at first. His leadoff single was on a full count pitch. Here comes the 0-1, and he will take that down low for ball one. Benton ready after receiving the sign. And the throw will come back to first to check on Scholl, and he will slide back in there safely. It'll still be a 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 again, and Chandler will come up empty on the swing. It'll be a 1-2. Two sinkers and a four-seam so far on the at-bat from Benton, who's about to throw pitch 20. Here it is, and it's a swing and a miss. He got him. Benton retires the side. Two strikeouts in the process, and we now head to the top of the ninth, where Pulaski leads 5-4. You're listening to the Danville Otterboss right here on the Appalachian League website. Top of the ninth beginning here in Danville. We have the final stats from Brandon Stevens. 17 pitches, one inning of work, no runs, no hits, one walk, and one strikeout on his night. The Autobots will turn to closer Tyler Davis to end things out for Pulaski batting-wise. Comes the first pitch to Carter Kelly, and that'll be in there for a called strike one. Davis 1-0 on the year, 2.70 ERA, 6-foot righty out of Spartanburg Methodist Junior College. Facing Kelly, who's 0-4 with a strikeout, two flyouts, and a groundout, and he will nub this out towards the mound. Davis will field underhanded to first, and that'll be out number one. Now bring up Ty Wisdom, 2-for-4 with two singles. Came around to score on both of those hits. And he's got a ground out and a fly out as well. Davis threw two pitches, both of them strikes. Now faces Wisdom. Here comes the first offering. That'll be inside for ball one. Time will now be called by Wisdom. So he adjusts his batting gloves. Comes back into the box now, right on left. Here comes the 1-0. That'll be fouled away, and it'll be an even count, 1-1. One and one the count. Here comes the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two and one the count to Wisdom. Here comes pitch four. It'll be way outside for ball three. Two sinkers and a curveball so far in this at-bat. Here comes the next offering. That'll be fouled away. It'll be a full count, 2-2. Davis with a nod towards home. He will now bring home the payoff. And he'll be upstairs for ball four. Wisdom works a walk, and he will be on at first with one out here in the top of the ninth. Davis with a look back at first. Mason Self at the mound, or at the plate. He will swing through the first offering and come up empty for strike one. Oh, one the count. Look back at first again. And now we'll bring home the next offering. That'll be in there for a called strike two. Mason Self attends Radford University, 6'3", right-hander. Here comes the 0-2, and that'll hit him right in the back. Runners on first and second now for Pulaski, and that'll bring up T.J. Williams. And now there will be a mound visit by pitching coach Steve Gomez and company. Mound visit complete. TJ Williams at the plate. Here comes the first pitch, and that will be outside for ball one. Five for the score. Pulaski has two men on, just one out. Here's the pitch. That'll be hit towards left field. Shull giving chase, but it'll land in the Pulaski bullpen. And it'll be a 1-1 count. One-one the count. Here comes Davis's delivery, and this will be hit out towards right center field, falling fast, and he'll get down for a hit. The runners didn't see it at first. Throw will come flying back into the infield. It will just be a single. No runs will come out of it, but the bases will be loaded with just one out. Now bring up Sam Corner, 2-for-4, 3 RBI on the day. It's the most of anybody on the team. Davis comes set, and now he'll bring it home. That first pitch will be outside for ball one. Davis now up to 15 pitches, 8 of them being strikes. Here's pitch 16. That'll be in there for a called strike.
You can't control how bad the team is, man.
Two curveballs so far thrown by Davis, both 82 miles an hour. Bases loaded for Pulaski. Here's the pitch. That will be inside, and it will be a 2-1 count. Davis twirls the ball behind his back, now brings it forward. Here comes the 2-1, and that'll be a swing and a miss. Big cut from the catcher, evens it at 2-2. Two curveballs, a fastball, and a sinker so far in this at-bat. Back and forth, 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, now 2-2. Here comes pitch 5. That'll be inside. Good scoop by Cordero. And it'll be a 3-2 count. Davis shakes his head a couple times, now nods and comes ready. Here comes the 3-2, and that'll be a swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the mitt of Cordero, and that'll be out number 2. Now bring up Kennedy Drexler. Drexler's 1-for-4 on the day. His only hit came in the second inning, where he had a single, and he was stranded on third to end the inning. First pitch, he hits right towards second base. Altamura with a great play on the hop, gets it to Pangborn at second, and Pulaski gets no runs out of the bases loaded, one out position. Your Otterbots have a little bit of work to do. One run will tie it, two runs will win it. We are listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Bottom 9 coming up. Coming up for the bottom of the ninth, your Bots down by one. They've done it before. Let's see if they can do it again. Jackson Goldberg will be the first man up to the plate to do it. He is 1-for-3 with a strikeout, a pop out, and a single. Here comes the first pitch. That'll be way inside. Goldberg ducks out of the way. And that'll be a 1-0 count. One-oh the count, and that'll be inside. Goldberg is up in the count, 2-0. Two and oh the count. Sinker and four seam so far from Benton. Here's the pitch. That'll be outside for ball three. The Otterbots have walked five times in the game. Goldberg does not have one of them. He's about to here with one more ball. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be called an outside strike. Game about to hit 3 hours in duration as you're about to hit 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. And that'll nearly hit Goldberg again. And that is ball four. And he will chuck the bat to the dugout. And now he will head on to first. Mason Pangborn coming up. 0-3 on the day. A walk and two strikeouts. Goldberg on at first. Benton ready, right on left. Here comes the pitch, and Goldberg will go. Pangborn will foul it over toward the Pulaski dugout, so Goldberg will have to retreat. It'll be strike one against him. Oh, one the count. Pangborn shows bunt, but he will foul it away, and it will be an 0-2 count. Pangborn down in the count, 0-2. Now time will be called to reset the pitch clock. O2 the count on Pangborn. Here's the pitch. And Pangborn will shoot that foul toward the left side. And he'll have another chance. O2 the count. Sinker and two four seams. Pangborn, here's the 0-2. That'll be upstairs for ball one. One, two. Benton ready with pitch 30. Here it is. Pangborn will lash this out to short. They'll throw it, catch it there, and back to first. Not in time. Pangborn nearly got it past, but Taylor was right there to make the catch. He is out number one. That'll bring up Zach Altamura. 1-4 on the day. Strikeout, RBI, and a single. Here in the first pitch will be thrown back to second, and that'll get away from the first baseman self. Goldberg will turn second and stay there as the throw comes in. So Goldberg now in scoring position. He is the tying run. And now Altamura might have a little easier work. That is the second time tonight that a throw has gone crazy by Pulaski pitching. And this one, it might cost him. We'll see if Altamura can do something here. Yossi has been amazing in the field tonight. Three defensive gems, same as the number on his back. And now that will lead to another bound visit. And seems like he made a sign to the bullpen. But that's not the manager, that's the pitching coach. So after that stall work by Pulaski, they now earn the mound visit. And here comes the home plate umpire Markel Hastings to break up the visit. Now all the infielders will linger on the mound and now return to their positions after giving Benton some encouragement. Altamura now up. Here comes the pitch. And that'll be down low for ball one. One to know the count to Altamura. 1-4 on the day for him. Goldberg off second. Here comes the pitch. Altamura will make contact in the gap in right center field, but Wisdom will range over and make the catch. Goldberg will tag and head into third. So now the game-tying run is at third base, but there are two down in the inning. Elgin Bennett, the Otterbots' last hope. 1-3 on the day. Benton with a look in. Goldberg trailing off third. Here's the pitch. And that'll be inside. And actually, they say it hit him. They're going to say it hit Bennett. And so Bennett will head to first with a hit-by pitch. And here comes the man that the Bots want up right now. Highest batting average, Bruce Weish. Weish 1-3 on the day. A double, a walk, and an RBI. First pitch from Benton. Down and low for ball one. Goldberg off third. Bennett on first. Otterbots down one. But with a hit of any kind, Weish can tie it. Maybe win it. Here's the 1-0. That'll be a swing and a foul onto the catcher corner. And he takes his helmet off, and he's in some pain. Weish checked on him for a second. And corner still on his knees in the batting circle. And he's still down. And now, finally, his manager comes out of the dugout to check on him. Corner still on his hands and knees. We will take a break here as we pray that Corner is okay. You're listening to the Danville Otterbots right here on the Appalachian League website. Corner finally back on his feet and back behind the plate after that short little injury break. Ball hit him in a not-so-nice area. Weish on a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. And that'll be popped in the air, right side of the infield. Self will call for it, and that'll do it. Your Otterbots fall just short. 5-4 the score. Pulaski wins it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I'm Abby Fritz saying so long from Danville. Your Bots come up just short. 5-4 against Pulaski. Stay safe out there. Have a great Friday night, you guys.